Thanks for joining us for Total Information AM this morning here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. OpenAI has officially released the long-awaited GPT-5. It's the company's next-generation model. We wanted to find out more about it, and I'm joined now by ZDNet senior AI reporter Sabrina Ortiz. Sabrina, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Super excited to chat about this topic.
Well, what makes GPT-5 so different?
Yeah, first of all, GPT-5 is available to both free and paid subscribers, which is already a huge differentiator amongst all of the other releases. OpenAI typically saves all of its latest advancements and models for all the paid tiers. Then we have the fact that the model itself offers a really unique approach that the other models don't have. And what it does is it combines a reasoning model and it combines a regular good-for-most-tasks model into one package. And then it uses a router, which is just basically saying, I'm going to pick whether we are going to use the reasoning model, which all that does is it thinks a bit deeper through your prompt to produce a better, higher quality answer, which is especially useful for like complex tasks like math or coding. Or we're going to use the standard good for all model that's like fast and good enough. And it automatically picks it, giving you a combination of quality and also speed.
That was going to be my next question. You know, is there a difference then if you have a free account, can you max that out, especially when we're talking about that deeper reasoning model that it may kick into gear?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for free users, they'll only have the option, as soon as they open it, they'll see GPT-5, which is great. There's no selecting having to be done there. But then if you do hit max capacity, you'll be switched over to GPT-5 Mini automatically. Again, this is nothing you have to worry about as a user on your end, but it will automatically guest boot you a level down. Again, reaching those capacities, though, will require a bit of heavier usage. For most people, I think you won't run into hitting those limits.
When we look at ChatGPT-5 compared to other chatbots that are popular and available, what do you think the pros and cons are?
That's a great question. I think that the biggest advantage is that you don't have to think as a user, do I want to use a reasoning model or do I want to use a standard model? And this is a big thing because there's a lot of guesswork there. It's often reported that users themselves don't even know which model is best for what, especially because they all sound so similar, right? Like GPT-04 and GPT-4.0 are very different models and they accomplish different things, even though they sound exactly the same. So eliminating the guesswork is a big thing there. Of course, some people prefer the control, especially if you're an AI aficionado. And then OpenAI just brought back the ability to choose between the GPT-5 new model and legacy models, but that's only available for paid subscribers. But for free, regular public users, I would say the biggest difference is not having to think about which model am I selecting for what, where all the other companies still have some form of a model picker where you have to select it yourself.
I know this has just been rolled out, but what do we know so far about how it handles hallucinations?
Yeah, that's actually one of the biggest appeals of this model. When OpenAI launched it, they, of course, published some benchmarks, especially related to hallucination, showing that it's one of the company's models that hallucinates the least. And again, for all of our listeners, hallucinations just mean, you know, it's outputting information that sounds really plausible and accurate, even though it's not. But also beyond OpenAI's benchmarks, users are taking to both Reddit and X to share their experiences and finding that it also hallucinates much less. One of the really good signs is that it will actually admit that it doesn't know something. And I know that sounds like very basic, but for AI models, again, the reason we run into so many hallucinations is they're trained to speak like humans and they follow patterns. So most of the times they'll come up with a really, really convincing answer that sounds accurate, even if they have no idea what they're talking about. So the fact that this model's able to admit, hey, I actually don't know what the answer to this is a huge step in reducing those hallucinations. Of course, they're still prone to hallucinations like any other AI model, but at least that rate is reduced, which is a good step in the right direction.
Sabrina, talking about that accuracy and admitting when it doesn't have an answer, we've got about a minute left. I know a lot of people use ChatGPT for health-related questions. What do we know about accuracy with this platform?
Yeah, that's actually another big perk of GPT-5 is that OpenAI dedicated its own even benchmark testing how well it does in answering these health queries, which is, again, a great application of the model if you think about the perks of being able to conversationally ask it something and then have it break down any topic to you, especially when, you know, you get a doctor's diagnosis. A lot of times it sounds like word soup. There's a lot of, you know, big names that mean nothing to the average person. But again, first of all, consult your medical professionals. That's always a good idea. And also it requires, you know, even more accuracy needs to be used for those. So OpenAI did improve it. Some things it does, for example, now it will help you understand more of what you're asking by asking questions and making sure it's proactive in that way. And also, again, accuracy, the benchmarks are posted. It's called Health Bench, also improves there.
Sabrina, thank you so much for explaining this in layman's terms for us this morning.
Of course. I hope everybody has fun tinkering. It's free, so might as well give it a try.
All right. That is ZDNet senior AI reporter Sabrina Ortiz joining us this morning on Total Information AM.